day we just decided to start recording some videos, and you know, Rapido Se was like the second one.
You guys planned it, or it was just like a random thing?
Nah, bro, it was definitely planned. I mean, just strategy, you know, like a little bit of luck, a little bit of, you know, obviously the people that they're the ones that decide, bro. But covers not wrong, like, you know, there's good covers out there. So I think the strategy we always had was like attacking covers people didn't really know, not popular songs.
How is it working with JP?
He's very transparent, which is cool. He uses his experience, gives you tips here and there. You know, this game, bro, you have to believe in yourself first for anybody. Just be patient too, you know? Whatever's gonna come, bro, it's gonna come. Work hard, you know? No te desesperes. I think the tocada, we played the most hours. We played like 15 hours, bro. Like, oh, it was shit, crazy. Team. Like, we played all night. What are we doing wrong? Or, you know, what are we doing right? We've seen numbers that we only imagined one day, bro. You know, in the millions. Stream out comes in, bro. You know, when Rapido Soy was beginning, you know? El otro día we were talking to with Jesus. You know, they already had us on a radar from back then. When he found out that we were the same group that he had already...
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Augusto Boba podcast. If you guys are new to the channel, make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. We're here in the Spotify studios. Huge shout out to our boy Danny and Sam in the audio.
Danny, saludos.
Today we got important guest.
Porque los pidieron mucho.
Clave especial.
Let's get it. Damn, how are you guys?
So, guys, first off, you know, thank you guys for the interview, for the opportunity. Aquí estamos, compa Alex.
Compa Leo, right here, la orden.
Compa Adrian.
Roger.
Nice to meet you guys. Yeah. La gente lo está pidiendo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how you guys just took off.
Yeah, I mean, just thank you to the people that have been supporting, you know. Más que nada, it's been a crazy, crazy ride, crazy journey, and we're just thankful. You know?
Yeah, for real. Congrats on all the success. We know that you guys are barely, you know, scratching the surface, how they say. And what instruments do you guys play? I was just curious.
Yo toco requinto. I play harmonía and segunda voz.
Yo el toloche.
Y pues, I sing.
First voice.
That's cool. You guys just went crazy on TikTok recently, but I also know that you guys been doing music for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to like 2 years when the project started, and we started releasing music, and one day we were like, hey, you know, we just got to start attacking TikTok. You know, it's a huge platform right now, and I feel like we weren't taking advantage of it, and then one day we just decided to start recording some videos, and you know, Rapido Se was like the second one that we uploaded in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I saw it and I was like, damn, like this really caught my attention. Then it just went viral.
It really did, bro. It was crazy. I mean, we kind of just uploaded it. We're like, a ver qué pasa, you know, like we didn't expect the magnitude it was going to do. I remember that we uploaded it this full, huh? Like you were like,
yeah, I did on my personal, not even on the.
He didn't even tell us.
He's like, oh, this is gonna feel good. This is on my page.
He didn't even tell us. So next, you know, he posts it, and then I know he fell asleep because I remember it kind of blew up overnight. But usually we're always connected for like a little group chat, you know. And I saw that he didn't say anything, so I knew he was asleep. So I was just like, damn, it's gonna be cool when he wakes up. You know, he's gonna see that.
Yeah.
And it was barely like 30,000 views, bro. But
that's still
like,
a lot. You know,
it was a lot, bro. And then poco a poco, we just started seeing more, and it started becoming a sound.
I think it's crazy that you guys mentioned how fast, like, the success has, like, gone. Would you guys say, like, you guys planned it, or it was just, like, a random thing?
Nah, bro, it was definitely planned. I mean, just strategy, you know? Like, I mean, obviously, a little bit of luck, a little bit of, you know, obviously the people that they're the ones that decide, bro, but, you know, that was always the intention, you know, to reach a big crowd, you know, to reach that market, and, you know, pues, ahí va la cosa, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think that's like the story that most people know, you know, from those videos forward. But you guys have been making music for a long time.
We
talked a little bit outside the donde son. How did the story of the group come together?
So, Clave Especial was born like 2 years ago, huh? 2021. Yeah. Pero us as a group, you know, he's my cousin. Like our moms are sisters, primos hermanos. And these guys right here, they're actually related too, you know. We're from the same rancho, Jalisco. Our parents. So basically, you know, I'm taking it back 5 years. I like music, bro. Like I've been listening to music since like before, bro. Like before, you know, music is what it is right now. It's grown a lot. But you know, my cousin right here, he picked up the guitar one day, and to me, was just like, oh shit, like, you know, because he's like, he picked up the guitar and pues ahí nomás la ayudaba yo, güey, like, because he never sings. I never heard him sing, bro. In 5 years, never heard him sing.
Como siete, ya.
Yeah. So like así, güey, así empezó. Like I was just fucking around, bro. Like a little hobby, like a little like. A ver qué pasa, you know, and just poco a poco, bro, you just start seeing, you know, growth, ya sea poquito mucho, and I mean, here we are now, you know, started like that.
Where are you guys from?
From Salinas, California.
Salinas, California.
It's like five hours up north from LA.
From LA.
So it's by like Monterey, Santa Cruz. Some people.
From up north.
Yeah, up north.
Damn, how was it over there?
It's cool, bro. It's like a, it's not too big, it's not too small. Everybody knows each other. It's like a big, you know, rancho, you know, that's how I see it. Everybody knows each other, bro. Like there's connections, sorry. Okay. Connections to everybody, like, you know, this guy, I know him through some other guy, you see? It's very active, a lot of like Latinos, a lot of Mexicans, so you know, there's a lot of parties, there's a lot of stuff going on, bro. It's a pretty active little city.
Would you say that a lot of people are also trying to tap in the same like market as you guys?
Like in our city?
Yeah, like in terms of músicos.
I've seen a lot of growth, huh? Hay muchos grupos que hay, la verdad. You know, since we started, I remember we were like the only ones, dude. Like there was like other groups that were doing it too. And as we came in, yeah, like poco a poco, bro. I mean, I want to say there's like at least 15 groups right now, bro, right there. And it's a small town, way. You get me?
But you guys are like the ones popping off right now, right? Like those ones, I guess, well, you could say.
You could say so.
Crazy,
you know.
Yeah, how does it feel to be making music for like a long time? You guys have, I put you guys' music and it was maybe like 2-3 hours worth. How does that feel to be taken off?
What was the question again?
How does it feel to be taken off? Because I know you guys have been making music for years.
Yeah, we started off basically like, at first we started dropping covers, you know, but obviously let me tell you something. We didn't want to be like a little cover group, you know? Mm-hmm.
So it's not, and then covers not wrong. Like, you know, there's good covers out there. So I think the strategy we always had was like attacking covers that like people didn't really know, you know, like not popular songs. So,
or like Norteño
songs. Like, so the first song que nos empezó a hacer ruido se llama El Tranqui. El Tranqui. So that song, it was literally like, you know, we started from scratch. We started Clave Especial and we started looking at songs to record. And, you know, El Tranqui was one. And then, you know, we made a video for it with my compa Tony, which we're going to get into later, you know, him. But we made a video with him, bro. Like, we recorded El Tranqui, and next thing you know, like, out of scratch, bro, from our channel, like, zero followers, nothing. Like, I remember we saw, oh, shit, like, it has 10,000 views. Yeah, Iba, it was something so crazy to us, you know? And then next thing you know, bro, like, it hit 100K, 200K, 300K, and that was just huge numbers for us at the time, you know? And I feel like, con ese disquito, it was a first little disc, gente nos empezó a ubicar, like, some people, you know, more on the underground level. But, you know, our name was getting out there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So then you guys see that growth, that success. Where do you guys go from there? What were you guys thinking?
Right there, bro, we were just trying to, I want to say, like, give people the same, you know, lo que nos está funcionando right there, you know? So we were, like, still looking for covers. At the time, you know, I started writing. And so we started taking out, like, ineditas. And ahí va el project, bro. Like, ahí va, like, you know, shout out to all those people that have been supporting us since day one. Like, you know, they've always been very... very loyal, bro. Very, like, you know, faithful to us. And, you know, that's what you want, you know, as artists. You know, grow that fan base. And poco a poco, like, se ha ido creciendo y creciendo. And, you know, we're still going at it, bro.
We're growing.
Like, awesome. You know?
And where does the name come from? Like, what came up with it? Or what does it mean to you guys?
Well, my brother actually did come up with that. Like, we're thinking about new names. Because we used to be in another project, right? Yeah. But it was the same músicos. But we're like, damn, how could we be, like, not like something...
It was hard, bro. Pocas palabras. Like, it was like 3 weeks that we were just thinking of the name.
a lot of groups have like a similar name.
Right now, bro, there's tons of group, bro. There's tons of talent out there. You know, it's crazy, bro. Like, you know, we were thinking of a name. We're like, esa va a ser. And then, you know, we fucking search on Instagram.
Ahí está, ya.
You know, allá en North Carolina que andan chambeando. Y así, bro. Like,
that's like Mexico
everywhere. So it was very hard. And one day we just connected Clave Especial, his brother. I remember we were there in my room and he was like, hey, what about Clave Especial?
Just clicked on, just clicked.
And it just clicked.
Everybody crossed their fingers. Hopefully, que no salía en Instagram.
Y en the YouTube.
A rato salió uno, ¿da?
A rato no
salió, pero. Pues, ¿qué andamos? Well,
fuck it. We just threw that shit. So,
y'all had to come take the throne. Huh?
Wait, but what were some other names that you guys came up with?
I kind of embarrass you. Igual.
Come on, tell us something funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Hey, Grupo Centenario.
For some reason, like Grupo Centenario, and then I was like, for some reason, I was like, oh, that's Chaka, that's cool.
That gives me like an old crowd vibe. I don't know,
you know. And then I see way like just scrambling off, like Marca. What about Marca something? You know, but you know, yeah, Marca Registrada, Marca MP. You know, so I was like, nah, you gotta think a little differently. And Clave Especial, you know, it was the one that we thought. So I guess quedó.
Yeah, and I think something that I noticed about, like, at least the way you guys sound is there a specific sound? Like, how do you guys develop that sound? Because when I hear you guys, like, it's very snappy. And I think the way that you guys jump into that song, well, at least the songs that I've heard. Yeah, like, I feel like that shit sounds hard, you know? Like, how do you guys develop that?
That was unplanned, huh? That little...
Like, yeah, the little formula, you know, the little, like, strumming with the guitar and boom and beat drops. Like, you know, we never said like, oh, we're gonna record like that, and we're gonna try to make that like, you know, quote unquote our style. Kind of just happened, bro. And you know, we kind of just been attacking that same formula since, just for these songs or whatever. But I don't know, bro. I feel like ever since we started, like that kind of fast beat was kind of always something we always felt super comfortable with. You know, like we have songs, you know, if you heard our music, we have a lot of tonadas, bro. Like we have a lot of different progressions, chord progressions, whatever. But I think at the end of the day, we kind of just had to sit down and analyze, okay, like, you know, what do we sound cool with? You know, what do we like, how we sound? And pues salió esas tonadas, bro. So it's been working.
Yeah.
But, we have a lot of more music, bro, coming, you know, a lot of different shit.
Because he's the one, they're the musicals. They're like, oh, this tonada or this tono, but I don't really know about that stuff. But I listen to everything else, and I think this sounds a little bit different. I think it's more like a unique sound, and maybe that's what really caught people's attention. And then like how you guys said, like you guys sat down and you're like, well, how are we going to attack this? Like, how can we sound different? I think that's part of the success. You guys like really analyzed what you guys had going on.
Yeah, I guess it's just like, you know, listening to music. I mean, we love to listen to music. It's just kind of like listening, you know, what we like, and poco a poco just connect, you know, the sound that we want to give. And pues, ahí va la cosa, you know.
Yeah, that's great. So where does like StreamOp come in?
StreamOp comes in, bro. You know, when Rápido Soy was beginning, you know. But actually, you know, el otro día we were talking to with Jesus, and I guess, you know, they already had us on the radar from back then. Oh, and he was telling me that, like, you know, they were already thinking about, like, possibly signing us or whatever. So when he found out that we were the same group that he had already, like, scouted or whatever, like, he was like, oh, shit, like, that's crazy. Like, it was kind of cool for him to be like, oh, shit, it's them. But StreamOut came in, you know, when Rápido Soy kind of began, because, you know, a lot of labels, bro, la verdad, you know, we were getting hit up by, you know, a few labels here and there, but we've always seen the vision with Stream Mob. You know, I feel like, you know, they're doing it right now, and I feel like they have a great team behind them, and, you know, it has, bro, ever since we joined. Like, they're just ready to work, bro. Like, you know, they're ready to support you whatever you want.
Yeah, so that's great. So a lot of labels hit you guys up?
Yeah, there was an illness entre medio que they wanted to work with us, you know?
And what stood out, from Stream Mob stood out to you guys?
I think Stream Mob is just like, you know, they just have the movement right now, bro. You know, mm-hmm. They have the, you know, how'd I say it, bro, the sauce, you know? They have the sauce right now. You know, they're a great label, and I think they're growing day by day, and I think we joined them in, like, a perfect moment, la verdad.
The marketing king, JOP, huh? Yeah,
that's crazy. That guy works, man, like crazy, huh? Like,
you're going to do this.
We see him in the house, and
don't sleep.
Our respects, bro. I mean, he's working, bro, 24/7, bro. Like,
how is it working with JOP?
How is it working with them, bro? He's very transparent, which is cool. As the he just kind of just, you know, he uses his experience, and he kind of, you know, gives you tips here and there, and that helps, bro, because somebody like him, bro, it's like he's been in it for a minute.
Yeah.
And like Ando always, you know, so.
I think it's safe to say that he's, like, one of the most consistent artists in terms of, like, keeping the hype, you know?
I think he's the most, you know, you would put it like that. If you think about it, they've been hitting since, you know, the Smoke Me Out days, since those days, they've been on it.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, how they were able to develop, like, a whole system. We talked about this, like, two podcasts ago, right? Like the Street Mob house, how everybody's, like, there together, and, like, they're always working. Yeah. Have you guys got a chance to experience that?
Yeah, bro, I mean, we've been there for, like, the past couple weeks, and dude, the house, you know, it doesn't rest. It's a great atmosphere if you want to grow. Because, you know, you're picking up game here and there, you know, you're seeing how they do it, and then you're just, it's a lot, bro, you know, from the people that record, you know, shout out to my compa Top, those, bro, like, they're hard workers, bro, they're hard workers, it's just a house full of hard workers, bro, like, everybody there, you know, so it's super dope.
So it's kind of like, everybody's just there making music all day, or like, yeah, kind of like a writer's camp type thing?
It's like a camp, yeah, you got composers, you know, composing before you go into a room, you got, you know, composers writing right there, you go into the studio, compas mixing, you're over here, like, over here, they're planning stuff. It's just, it's a lot of stuff, bro.
Damn, so it's a
the
lot
merch
of work.
Guys, everybody.
O si a veces en fiesta, no.
De repente, you know, como todo, pero...
Just de repente.
pero, like, you know, it's, I feel like it's business in front of everything.
Yeah, everybody has that mentality. Because I feel like if not hundreds, thousands of people want to get signed to StreamUp right now.
Yeah, sometimes we got yourself just being like, damn, bro, like... super grateful, bro, like, for the opportunity, for everything that's been happening to us. It's just, it's crazy to us, bro, you know, because this is something that we've truly wanted, and, you know, poco a poco se nos está dando.
How does your families react to the success that you guys are having right now?
I think, you know, they don't believe it either, you know, because a veces nosotros we don't believe it either. Like, damn, you just kind of just, you see your name out there, how it's growing, you know, your numbers, And I think for them, they're just excited as us. You know, they saw us from the bottom too, and they've seen us.
They saw the struggles.
They saw the struggles. Yeah. They saw everything, bro. They saw everything, everything.
Damn, and being in the place that you guys are now, what would you guys see are some struggles that you guys go through, like
right now?
Yeah.
What would you say some struggles?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Or there's no struggles, you know? Maybe there's.
I mean, we're very like. There's obviously struggles, you know. Everybody goes through struggles, you know. Nothing's perfect in life, but we're a very strong team, bro. Like, we're always very connected, you know. We have a great you know, relationship with each other. So whatever problem we have, we like to just think about it, sit down and analyze it, and you know, okay, how do we attack this? How do we fix this? But obviamente, bro, you know, coming into a bigger league, pues obviamente es just mantenerte, you know, keep dropping music, you know, keep getting streams in, keep all that stuff, bro. You know, because
like, how do
music
I
music bro? Music
fast.
It's fast-paced, bro, especially nowadays, you know. There's music coming out every day.
Yeah, so much competition,
yeah. You see a hit, and 2 weeks, there's another hit, you know?
Yeah.
It's all kinds of talent, bro.
Everyone's attention span's like...
Yeah, maybe like back then you had a hit, and, you know, you could, like, ride that away for, like, a few months, and now it's like, man, I think it's been, like, 2 weeks, you know? What are they doing?
I want to take it back. Back in the day, bro, like, artists used to drop an album a year, you know? Like, con eso hacían sus giras, hacían whatever, and right now, bro... Every 2-3 weeks, you have to have a song ready to drop.
Yeah, I think it's really changing over to dropping singles, huh? You drop an album, it's a little bit tougher.
Yeah, you know, it's a little tougher. We're actually working on an album, huh? Working on an album, so.
Okay, put okay.
Oh. We're working on an album, so. Para que espera la raza con eso. But as of now, yeah, we're just working, bro. Working, componiendo. Just trying to find new ways to keep attacking.
Damn, man, what could we expect from the album? Like, how many songs, features?
There's some features in the plática. You know, I don't want to get too much into it because, you know, while they're not 100% confirmed, pero hay renombres, you know, that people out there that, you know, you guys are listening to, people are listening to, so we're excited about that. Yeah, pretty much, bro.
Oh, the Fuerza feature, right?
He's like, I can't say that.
Take that part off.
Yeah, for real.
We got one with, I think, the Wampa ones.
Probably. Yeah, we got one with Wampa. We got
Wampa coming. Wampa's from the label. We got one there, and yeah, los demás, you know. I'd rather just wait until it happens, you know.
Is there, like, a time frame when it's dropping?
He just called me, like, antier. Wampa, he was, hey, what's up? You know, what's up with the song? Let's drop it. So I want to say within this next month, hopefully. As a drop, eso.
Damn, how long you guys been working on that album? If it's already dropping next month?
No, the single's gonna drop next
month. Oh, a single. Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. A
couple weeks, yeah.
We saw that you guys were, you guys had did, like, a live show with the Street Mob team. How was that? Like,
oh, the Chicago show? Chicago?
Yeah.
You wanna get into that, bro? Into the Chicago show?
Chicago? Well, it was very overwhelming, I guess, you know? It was the first time where I told everyone that I really felt like an artist, just performing in front of all the fans and everything. But,
yeah. You know,
it's a blessing.
It was basically the first time, bro, that we were like, okay, like, a ver que, you know, let's see what this is about, you know, let's see if it's real, you know. So we went out there, bro, and Chicago, like, shout out to Chicago, they cheered us really good. Like, they fucking sang with us all night, and especially Rapido Soy, so that was just a great experience, bro.
Like, yeah, kind of how you mentioned, like, you feel like an artist, because usually you, like, let's just say you guys have tocadas, you guys play covers, but, like, in this case, like, you guys played, people were singing you guys' song.
Yeah.
So, like, it was special for you guys, no?
Yeah, basically, you know. Yeah. I mean, tocada, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, it's cool, you know. You feel like you're doing it.
But you guys got to experience, like, having the what is it called? The in-ears?
The in-ears,
the monitors. So, like, you guys hear everything clearly, yeah.
It was just you walk in, bro, sound check. Like, it's everything very professionally. So.
It's like a whole ass rock star. You got your guitar, and that's it.
Were you guys nervous?
Not really, huh?
We're excited.
We're, like, in our natural habitat.
We're excited and nervous.
Yeah. Obviously, como todo, you know, it's... Little nerve here and there, but I think for the most part, we were pretty confident what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, we've had a background already, so it's not like we just jumped into that scene right away, you know?
Yeah.
We had already done, you know,
a bunch of shows.
We were already in the game.
Now, how was it sharing the stage with all the Street Mob artists?
How was it to you, Leo?
It was dope, bro, because, you know, you listen to the music too, you know? It's a vibe, you know?
Yeah. I think beforehand, you're like a fan too, huh?
Yeah, like, we would go backstage, just like look at the artists and say,
yeah, you're like, I'm one of them, one of those artists too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Basically, like, you know, Lucas Chino, Calle, Juanpa, like, they're dope, bro. Like, you know, we listen to their music, you know, so just being able to suck it like all in and just be like, oh shit, like, aquí andamos también, it's dope.
Yeah, for me, going from being a fan to being colleagues now, no? Like,
yeah, that's, basically, that's bro, crazy. Like, you start growing relationships, you know, next, you know, they're just compas, bro.
What's your guys' favorite part of being musicals?
being a músico, bro. Making music. Mm-hmm. Making music, but it's a lot more, bro, than just making music, you know. For all the upcomings that are coming up, you know. Like I said, upon that, this is, so it's a commitment, bro. You know, making, being a musician, bro, it's not just, you know, oh, I'm going to make music and I'm going to drop it. It's a whole lot that comes behind it, bro. Like, you know, I'm chingo de desveladas, we, a lot of shit, fool, you know. So you got to just, más que nada, really want that, you know, really like that lifestyle because no es para todos, you know.
Yeah.
You know, staying up late, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if that's something you truly love and, you know, you want to do it, it's awesome, bro. Being a musician, I think it's the best thing that has happened to me in my life. I'm sure these guys, too. Like, it's just crazy experiences that you're like, you know, you were like, damn.
Yeah. There's a lot of people see you on stage and think, like, maybe, like, life is just perfect. But there's a lot of sacrifice behind the two, huh? Well, like,
of course,
not seeing
bro.
Your family. Velas, todo eso.
Of course, there's a lot of sacrifice, you know. But like I say, if that's something you truly want and you, it's worth it. It's worth it.
And for all the young people looking out there, musicos that, you know, aspire to be you guys, ¿qué es un consejo que les puedes dar a ellos?
Consejo, bro, you know, if I could give one, I'd just be like, just believe in yourself, bro, you know. Más que nada, you know, this game, bro, you have to believe in yourself first for anybody, you know. Have the confidence in yourself and just be patient too, you know. Whatever's going to come, bro, it's going to come whenever it's going to come. Try to rush it, you know. Obviously, you know, work hard, you know, pero no te desesperes. I feel like eventually if that's something you truly want and you put in the work and, you know, you're genuine about everything, like, things should find a place for you, you know.
Yeah.
Just work hard, stay consistent.
You guys are saying that you had to be patient. Was there, like, at a time when you guys maybe were, like, a little frustrated or you're, like,
yeah,
no se nos están dando las cosas,
algo así? You know, every musician is going to relate to this to some point of their career. Like, there's points where you're like, damn, bro, like, you know, how do we do it? Like, what are we doing wrong? Or, you know, what are we doing right so we could, you know, keep doing that? Yeah, like, definitely, bro, because, you know, obviamente, you know, you're, that's the goal for, essentially. If you want to make music, that's a goal, essentially, to get the música suene, you know? Pero, yeah, just a consejo, don't get it too deep, because it could get hard, you know, sometimes.
For sure. Yeah, we've seen that you guys brought the instruments. Would you guys be down to show some songs?
Yeah, of course.
Let's go on and take a break.
Let's do it. We're right back.
Be back.
All right, guys, we are back from the break. We're back?
Oh, yeah, we're back. When we're taking the break, you guys were telling us some crazy tocada stories. Dice que ya no hacen tocadas.
Yeah, right now we're not. But
shows.
One time, this was like a year ago maybe, we got called from San Diego, bro. Uh-huh. From San Diego. So, but we went out there, you know. We went to tocar. I think they had got us for like 6 hours, huh?
Al principio, yeah, it was like 6 horas. Six, yeah.
Pero ya, pues ya, bueno, me estoy adelantando. We got over there, fool. Like, we drove. We went in two cars. And I remember.
You want, he's already left.
You want to call me Roger?
You guys were together, huh?
Yeah, so it was just me and Alex. And literally, the gig was like in the last exit of San Diego. So if you missed it, you're going straight into TJ.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
So this gig was like literally like, bro, like right there. Like, you could see the borders.
You could probably hear it from Mexico.
Yeah.
So I remember these guys had already got in there. And then we were like, we were going to the gig. And that's the, I remember I was driving, bro, and you're just going through the freeway. And all I saw was signs, you know, like, oh, this exit, bro. But next thing you know, like, welcome to Tijuana.
Oh, hell no.
Tijuana, bro.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of signs.
Bro, so I'm just there, like, bro, like, what the fuck, you know, like, there's no way back, bro. There's a freeway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, bro, the gig was about to start, like, in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck you guys
I was just like, no, mames, we, like, la cague, we, like, fail, we, like, we just came for no reason. Like, what the fuck, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, we're in there. You guys got papers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look,
thank God we got papers, you know, but, we went in, bro, like, llegamos, wey, entré, bro, and I'm just like, no mames, wey, like, it was funny, too, because me and Roger were, like, kind of tripping, but Jabe Cutts was like, yeah, like, he was like, excited,
yeah,
like,
we out here.
I was like, bro, like, no mames,
that's
like,
crazy, imagine you're over there, it's like, ama, si nací acá, no me dejan pasar.
Imagine,
oh.
Imagine, bro, nah, it was crazy, bro, so, like, yeah, we were there, bro, and then, next thing you know, I'm just like, what do we do, you know, we have the gig, like, in 30 minutes, like, the line, bro, it's like 4 hours, bro, like, you know, you can't just go back. But, you know, I saw some, like, soldados right there. So then, like, I just started going, bro, and I started asking, like, hey, like, you know, this happened to us. Like, you know, we need to go back there. Like, I explained everything, bro. Like, we're a group. We got to, like, así pues. And the guy started listening to me. But he's like, bro, he's like, you know, we don't usually do that, bro. Like, si se pasa, pues, hacer línea, you know? But, no sé, you know, he was cool, bro. And he went to go talk to, like, some higher people. And I remember, like, they did us a favor, bro. Nos abrieron, like, gateway. Nos escoltaron. I was like, okay, hey. Like, crazy. He opened the gate, like, you know, some
presidential stuff. Para así llegar hasta el party.
Yeah, llegamos, güey. And I was like, bro, you guys don't even know what we went through right now, bro. Just went to a whole other country.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, en esa tocada, that was actually the thing, the tocada we played the most hours. We played like 15 hours, bro. Like, oh, it was shit, crazy. Like, man, we played all night, and then they still had us for like that part of the day, and it was just wild.
Is that the most you guys like played for?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, because I've heard you guys talk too. You guys would do tocadas, and they'd be like, oh, like 6-7 hours. Like, almost lesson. How do you guys, like, just standing up? I would have been tired already.
Drugs.
Has he listened to it, Jason?
Nah, just kidding. I've never done anything.
Damn, 15 hours?
Yeah, that's the most, though. Usually, bro, we do, you know, the most, like, 6, I see. Like, that fits. Now it's just some other stuff.
Now it's just 45.
Now playing, playing your instrument when it's cold, that's the fucking worst.
I did. It was hella cold on Tijuana.
To like 40 degrees.
Well, we started from 9 p.m. We ended up like,
can't even count.
Yeah,
I don't even know. But it was dope, bro. Like, the people were dope, you know. That matters, you know. It was comfortable.
Yeah,
it was
worth it.
It was worth it.
He said, we went home with a bag. That's what he said.
Damn, 15 hours? You didn't say?
I remember when they paid.
He's like, I need a new wallet.
I was like, damn.
He's like, almost missed out on this.
Yeah, no, it took hours, bro. Yo.
You're right, let's go back to TJ.
All the music that are listening, yo.
Cool. What do you guys like to do with your money when you guys get a big bag?
The first big expense, huh?
That's, yeah,
a good question.
What do we like to do, bro? Let's go todo, bro, you know, shop here and there, you know,
normal
salir así, pero I mean, essentially, you know, put some money aside, you know. We all went to school, bro. Something that we haven't mentioned, but
kind of
fucking random. But
you guys are still going to school?
I graduated already, bro.
Oh,
I went to Fresno State
already.
I'm still going to school.
Wait, like college or like?
Yeah, college.
Oh.
Wait, you're still going to school?
Yeah, I'm still going to school right now. Oh, they're in Salinas.
Wait, you said high school?
No,
college.
Oh, college. Oh, okay.
And what did you
graduate like 2 years ago?
Oh, shit.
High. Damn, how do you do it with the time management? Like, what do you tell them? Like, I have to do a concert?
It's tough, though, because a lot of stuff that's going on with the group. But, you know, we're doing it, you know?
That's as bad as you
that's
guys.
That's education right there.
You know, finish school. What are you guys majoring in?
So I went to Fresno State and I did ag business. So where we're from, Salinas, there's like a lot of strawberries there, bro, a lot of lettuce. It's full of ag. So when it was time to decide what I wanted to do, I'm gonna pensé tanto de pues ag, güey, you know, ag business. So I did that, bro. I did my 4 years at Fresno y me gradué y aquí andamos.
That was your GPA.
Hard to get degrees.
The guy that got kicked out, me asking.
He's get degrees and a couple compitas right there, you know that.
Chaval la mano ahí.
Chaval la mano. But don't get me wrong, you know, showing up, all that stuff, it was, had to be there. But,
damn, that's what's up. And then you guys probably had like school, tocadas, y ahora ya.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of ironic, bro, because I feel like when you're in college, what takes up a lot of your time is a job, you know, having a job. And we're us, bro, like, I feel like I never had to go through that of, you know, having, like, a job, you know, for the seat at Target or whatever. Because, you know, I was just doing school full, and then on the weekends, I would go back to town, do my tocadas, and that's where I was, you know, getting my money or whatever. So I feel like it was kind of ironic because it kind of, like, I feel like it sped up my process of graduating, you know. I did my 4 years. Yeah, got
it. Yeah, sometimes it takes, like, 5.
Yeah.
Whatever. I was going on, like, my 4th year, and I was, like,
and this guy just needs, like, one more semester, huh?
Yeah, man. We should have kept going, huh?
This one did 6 years at college. He's not even halfway.
No. Actually, no. No, I was already in my... I had just started the 3rd year, and I got kicked out because I didn't go. I missed, like, 2 classes, and then that's when they dropped you. But for the podcast.
Some professors, they don't really mind, like, you know, that you don't attend. Like, some people don't even care. But some professors, yeah, it's part of a big part of the grade.
So,
yeah.
I think we convinced them to quit. Yeah.
The thing we never
know. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was our fault. We're like, why the fuck are you doing this, bro? Like, you already got your businesses and you got the podcast. And he thought about it a little bit and then he actually did quit. Crazy.
Now we're laughing about it. That's crazy. I'm going to go back, though. That's what everybody says, but I'm going to go back one day.
He won't trust. But aside from music, like, what else do you guys like? Do you guys have any hobbies? Like, play soccer?
Yeah, we like to play soccer, bro. FIFA, you know.
Are you guys good FIFA at soccer?
I those tres, you know. Those tres. You know, we know how to pass the ball, you know.
Bro, that's what these guys said, and we lost to Fuerza
Regida.
Yeah,
they're good.
Oh,
bro.
One, bro.
They're actually good.
They're actually good, yeah. They're actually
good.
No, it was shocking.
Yeah, they got the little scotch right there, too. You know, they got good players. But, yeah, they're good. Like, we actually, we must have jugado otro día. Ya van varias veces. And, yeah.
Who's the best one in the four of you?
From the four of us, I feel like we're different players, you know.
Everyone has a role.
Different playing styles.
Like, this guy's pretty good at passing the ball. This guy's, like, just quick, you know. This guy, he's quick. He's quick, too, bro. And I'm just like, you know, I'm a cazagol, bro. I'm there, bro. Passing the ball, I'm going to score, you know. I'm a chicharo.
Yeah, you said that we were soccer, but after seeing how these guys be moving, and me too.
No, I haven't ran in years. That's what we fucking love.
Yeah, no, we went to go play over there, and then probably never touched a ball in my life. And he's like, "Oh, I need to sub me in. I'm gonna throw up."
Oh, yeah, no. JOP a cherry picker.
Nah, they're good though, bro.
JOP is a cherry picker, bro. How you the cherry picker?
If he's watching this, JOP, you're a cherry picker.
That's crazy.
On God.
Nah, it's serious, bro. The competition, they're just serious, bro. It's not just it's passing deep, around the ball. It's deep.
No, everything, yeah, a competition with them, huh?
Yeah. Which is cool, you know? Yeah. It's cool. But we should go today. We should play.
No? And aside from like the support here in the United States, where else do you guys get support from?
You know, esa la voy a decir en español porque mucha gente en México nos ha apoyado, ¿verdad? Hay muchos números ahorita en México, lo que es Ciudad de México, Guadalajara, Culiacán, we've seen a lot of numbers there, Tijuana, like, ahorita, it's going over there, we have a huge listening base over there, so, para toda la raza de México, ojalá pronto estemos por allá con ustedes, cantándoles ahí.
Ya les han de pedir muchos shows, ¿no?
Sí, hay mucha raza que nos andan pidiendo ahí, nomás cuestión de que se arme.
Like, based off, like, percentage, like, what would he say is, like, Mexico?
It's like 60-40, I think.
Yeah, dude. 60-40.
Ahorita yo creo que México es como un 60.
Y aquí es como
40.
Oh,
that's
shit. That's our numbers. Yeah. We trip out to, like, oh, shit.
It's cool. It's cool because...
You know, you're attacking two different cultures, and as long as it's kind of in the 50-50 range, it's dope.
Should be not, good. Like, a good
percentage. And then los fans de México siento que son como más dedicados a...
Sí, muy dedicados. Tocó tocar allá el año pasado, ¿verdad?
La Monumental.
En la Monumental de Morelia. Saludos para toda la gente de Michoacán. Y no manches, la raza ya, la verdad que sí, el apoyo es diferente, en pocas palabras. Sin menospreciar a la gente aquí, ¿verdad? Porque pues tienen diferentes rollos.
Yeah.
Acá la gente es más calmada, you know, they go watch a show and they get turned too. Pero allá, you know, when the people go see a concert, it's like,
it's a fucking
going to see a concert, bro. Like, you know?
Yeah. We talked about it before, que sí es, sí cambia mucho, los conciertos, son palenques y
Son palenques.
We haven't gone, but that's on the list. Hopefully one.
Hey, hopefully some.
I feel like people here in the United States, they're probably like, oh, I'm bored this weekend, and then they open up Ticketmaster and see who's there, and then they
here,
just
huh?
pull up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then over there in Mexico, like, you know, they're counting down the days that their favorite artist is going to perform.
And like I said, you know, I'm sure there's people here too, you know that.
Yeah.
They want to go see it, but... If you're talking a la mayoría, but both places, bro. Both places. I mean, aquí.
Yeah, they both have the dedicated places. Fan base. I think. Yeah. It's just a little bit different.
Shout out to the U.S. Shout out to Max. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah. So you guys have a tour, shows that you guys have are gonna do this year?
I know we're talking something with the label. With Street Mob, where we have some shows lined up right there. Something coming right here in the States, you know, in the U.S. And hopefully we could go out there to Mexico too. I know we were talking about something about acompañando para allá, una fechita para allá. So we got some stuff coming. As of now, we got that April show right there in Bakersfield. It's gonna be right there at the, I forget what it's called.
It's Mechanics
Bank Arena.
Oh, I think I saw that. With who else?
Ahí va a estar Luis R, Chinito, Gavito, y Calle.
That's gonna be a badass
show. It's a badass show, bro. It's a badass show.
They really announced it.
We're gonna have to pull up.
Just last week.
Yeah.
Just last week.
I saw it.
Yeah, let me know. I hope you carry the guitar. I don't need the staff.
I'll carry the tolo.
Alan, bro, it should be a dope. It should be really dope.
So I'm ready to hear the music.
You ready?
Yeah, so like basically, I mean, the year just started. You guys have like two of those like hit songs. What goals do you guys have for this year?
For this year, bro, like I said, I do just keep pushing your music, you know. You know, I feel que ya vimos que todo se puede. You know, we've seen numbers that we only imagined one day, bro. You know, in the millions. So I think as of right now, you know, that's already something that we know it's possible, bro. We know it's possible. So I think every day, you know, the goals keep getting higher and higher. And I think this year, you know, the goal is to keep dropping, you know, more hits and hopefully the people, you know, se monte and they hop on the train with us and let's see where it takes us, bro. You know, music's wild, bro. You never know what can happen.
Are there any, like, specific artists that you guys want to feature with? Like, that you guys are, like, targeting?
Fíjate, bro, que, like, you know, we already have some talks with some people that, personally, you know, if we throw it a year back, I was like, hey, you know, I want to hop on the web with this guy. So, poco a poquito están dando las cosas, pero, yeah, I mean, como todo, bro, you know. Fuerza Regida, brother, really dope group. So we already have something, you know, maybe lined up for this year, for the future. So that's just super dope.
What about like a dream dueto that just, you know, a dream crazy dueto? Crazy as dueto? That. It could be anybody.
Like Karol G?
Like Karol G, you know.
Global, worldwide.
Like something global like that?
Something that crazy. Like will like fucking blow your mind type shit.
I think we could get those.
Lil Wayne.
Those masters. Lil Wayne. Something out of our genre type of thing. Something out of our genre?
Yeah, whatever you guys want. Whatever you guys want. Just so people could get an idea, like, of.
Or do you guys listen to other music?
Honestly, bro, could rap low key.
Nah.
I rap. Not rap. No, I'm not a rapper. No, baby. I don't know, bro. I feel like personally, I'm very tied in with Mexican music. You know, I like rap and stuff here and there.
As that, but a dream dueto, bro. I mean, I feel like we could get those Michael Jackson, freaking, you know, all the masters, you know. Magic.
It's awesome.
And yeah. Nowadays, a lot of artists are, you know, in this space, they're jumping into other stuff like dembow, reggaeton. Like, are you guys open to doing anything like that?
Yeah, bro. You know, we like that stuff too, bro. Like, and I feel like right now, you know, you have to be open minded with music, you know, as the explorer and, you know, new options, new opportunities. There's whole kinds of crowds that are just ready to get as the, you know, attacked or whatever. So yeah, I like the dembow stuff. I like the rap stuff. You know, I like the electro stuff. You know, I want to do something like that this year. Pero siempre y cuando, you know, always respecting the corridos, you know, which is what we love, and I know that's what the people love.
Always coming back to that.
That's dope, bro. Like seeing how the regional has just expanded, bro. Like, you know, it's not just corridos now, bro. It's a lot of things, you know. And I feel like the people se prestan nowadays, you know, they're not close minded either, you know. Like,
we bring in the instruments.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Sale pues, vamos a presentar una rola, lo que se llama Rápido Soy, gracias a toda la gente que ha apoyado esta rolita, hice más o menos así. Pura clave especial, viejones, pura presa SM. Rápido soy y voy al frente, toda la gente. Llegó el convoy, se vio como unas 20 o 19. Traemos la plaza en orden y no me estorben. La belicada responde, ya nos conocen. El 27 se tira en caliente y es muy eficiente. Y con los R y en la montaña no mandan la orden. Y también lo verde, pásele N. Cállese, viejo. Compa Tony, que no pare la plumita, viejo. Puro para adelante, mis compas. Pura clave especial. Cállese, compa Rogelio. Rápido van y van y vienen todos los plebes. Traemos estilo y resalta en la blindada. Fiestas de más dirán que descuidamos, pero al contrario, rápido yo y voy. Llanta quemando en Urolambo. El 27 se tira en caliente y es muy eficiente. Y con los R y en la montaña no mandan la orden. Y también lo verde, pase el N. Ahí quedó, viejo. Saludos para los compas de Augusto, papá. Estamos a la orden, viejones. Álese, machín, compadre. Álese, compa Julillo. Ánimo, raza. Saludos para toda la gente, cómo no. Sale pues, clave especial presentando Kalashnikov. Jálese, compa Leo. Para los compas de Augusto, papá, viejo. Jálese, machín, y compa Leo. ¡Vámonos, compa! Pura empresa SM, compa. Dale esa machine. Kalashnikov la trae terciada y detrás la Raptor viene la manada. Un tostonazo por si acaso, trae bien montada la doble rodado. Quierenme copia, pa' dónde vamos, en un 2x3 por corto le llegamos. La ciudad está pavimentada, pero las trocas vienen empolvadas. Señal que vienen y van desde los ranchos pa' la capital. ¡Dale ese compa Leo!
y que no pare la plumita mi compa Tony, dale su compa Rogelio, remánguele macizo viejo, pura clave especial compa. Todos tranquilos, dice el teniente, que de los radios no se me despeguen. Empecherado, los pixeleados, se ve que traen escuela los muchachos. Rumbo pa'l depa, todo está calmado, en unos 15 que ya ando cambiado. Bolsa de Dior, le cabe la corta, y una paquita nunca nos estorba. Señal que vienen y van, desde los ranchos pa' la capital. Dale, soy eso. Para que sigan apoyando Kalash y con mis compas. Saludos a toda la raza.
Alright guys, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for watching to the end. If you guys watched to the end, make sure you guys comment down end of the video clip. Huge shout out to Clave Especial for playing these songs for us, for pulling up, for their time. Shout out to the Stream Up team and, you know, and everyone else. Are there any words you guys want to say to your fans?
To the fans, bro, más que nada, thank you, you know. Instead, nothing but, you know, we're grateful, bro, for everything that's been happening to us. Believe us, you know, it's crazy, and just, you know, follow up with us, man. We're coming with new stuff too, and just it'd be nice, you know, contar con toda la poeda that we've been getting lately. And thank you to you guys, bro, también, for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you guys. Yeah, watching well, you guys' videos too. Ustedes, so. With all the éxito you guys been having, and yeah, we wish you nothing but the best. Let's see how far you guys could take it this year. And
let's do it.
We'll have some crazy stories next time you guys come back.
Hey, hopefully. Part two.
Yeah, so,
part two. Oh, yeah.
Part two. All right,
we're ready.
Thank you guys. See you guys. So. Bye. Adios.
Yeah,